News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
TikTok videos, online reviews and recommendations for friends are all things that can turn a holiday into a regimented tick-the-box exercise, especially at the hands of a type A traveller. So how much planning on a holiday is too much? We're joined by freelance travel writer for the Irish Daily Mail, Megan Virgo. I have to say I'm in complete agreement with you. You can plan a holiday way too much, can't you?
Definitely, Shane. Like, there are plenty of perks to being a type A traveller, but it's not without its downsides, of course. So I guess if there's too much planning, it can suck the fun out of it. Sometimes you have to be spontaneous, and the best travel experiences happen when you don't have a plan. And I suppose as well, there's the expectation versus reality. Let's be honest, just because a restaurant has great reviews doesn't mean you're going to love it. You could finally get to that famous cocktail bar in London, only to find that it's overpriced and overcrowded and you can't move in there or anything. I think we've all been there.
Yeah, I have to say, I was just thinking one of my favourite holiday memories is myself years and years ago, my now wife went to see the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam, and it was a huge queue, and we just said, you know what, this is a nice bar, we'll go in here for a coffee and we'll just while away a half an hour or so while we're waiting. And we left that place, I'd say 8 or 9 hours later, never made it to the Anne Frank Museum, and we just had the best afternoon. There was board games, we had a few drinks, it was just brilliant.
Lovely.
Crack. And it's totally spontaneous, totally unplanned.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's things like those that, you know, it's great that yourself and your now wife are on the same page, because, you know, for example, you have to, like, with your travel buddy, you have to be careful. If you're traveling with someone that's more easygoing and you tell them that they only have like 12 minutes now to finish that coffee and then we have to go and see the Anne Frank Museum, like, that's not going to go down well if you're traveling with someone easygoing. So you have to be mindful of the person that you're traveling with as well.
So do you plan at all, or is there something to be said for just arriving in a city and just going with the flow?
I like that, but then I'm used to that. I think it does. Like, there's a lot to be said for being that type A traveller. Like, yes, be on top of your flights. Yes, have an idea of where you're going. And obviously let people know as well where you are from a safety perspective. But if you plan everything, you're not going to come across those hidden gems. You're not going to be in that cafe for 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah.
And how many years later are you telling me this story when the plan was actually to go see the museum? You know, so it's things like that that it makes for, I suppose, better travel moments. They happen when you least expect them.
And finally, I was actually saying this on the show the other day. I'm just back from Paris with the kids, and they wanted to see every single site in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm exhausted after. Like, is it less can be more when you're seeing kind of churches and famous statues and famous monuments?
Yeah, I agree. Like, it depends on the person you are, because, like, I definitely have friends who would have FOMO if they missed the landmarks or the must-see TikTok places, whereas I'm quite happy to land in a city, walk around and go with the flow and maybe come across those places that, dare I say, it could be the next TikTok trend or something like that. So it probably does depend on the person that you are and the person that you're traveling with. For example, like, I go on holidays with my parents maybe once a year. My dad is like a sergeant major. We would have to go to every landmark. We would be exhausted traveling with him. Whereas myself and my mom, we're so laid back. We're like, if we see the Eiffel Tower, great. But if we don't, we're in Paris and we're going to make the most of it, you know?
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Megan. Megan Virgo there, we'll leave it. Freelance travel writer for the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now, let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning. The Irish Times tells us that Gardaí have used controversial Israeli-made decryption technology to prove a man murdered his wife in Dublin 2 years ago. Stephen Mooney had previously denied murdering Anna Mooney at their home in 2023. Last month, Gardaí technical specialists were able to use a device made by Cellebrite to finally extract data from his phone, having previously been unable to bypass its encryption.
The Minister for Transport, Environment, Climate and Energy, Dara O'Brien, will seek government approval today to develop a state-led liquefied gas terminal, LNG. The floating facility at a coastal location would serve as the country's emergency gas reserve. He'll tell his colleagues at Cabinet later that a temporary gas reserve is critical to Ireland's energy security as the state continues to transition to clean, renewable energy.
And finally, the Journal is reporting that Dublin City Council has agreed to back a measure that will see lockboxes removed from public realm spaces, often used for short-term rentals such as Airbnb. They are increasingly being used across Dublin and Europe to store accommodation keys for short-term rentals. Some Airbnb owners attach the lockboxes to the likes of bike stands and street signage poles and lampposts.
I've only seen photographs this morning. I didn't really guess.
No, I didn't either.
So what they're doing is like they're putting chains around a pole and then attaching a number of lockboxes to it.
And so if you come into Dublin to rent these places, yeah, you go over to a pole on O'Connell Street or somewhere.
It's littering. It is littering.
Yeah, yeah. I have seen them, and I've actually used them when you go and stay somewhere, you know, on a holiday or whatever, but they're usually beside someone's front door or something, at the house, and that seems reasonable.
On the dwelling.
Yeah. This is a very strange phenomenon.
It is, yeah. I think Dublin City Council are well within their rights here, totally. But we will be hearing more about it later. Now, still to come on News Talk Breakfast this morning, Donald Trump pausing military aid to Ukraine. Meghan Markle's new reality show launching today on Netflix, I think it is, isn't it?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.